Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Gopi Chana Vallabha Giribhadadhari. Yashoda Nandana Vraja Jana Ranjana. Yamuna Tiravanachari. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Gopi Chana Vallabha Giribhadadhari. Yashoda Nandana Vraja Jana Ranjana. Yamuna Tiravanachari. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Vihari. Gopi Chana Vallabha Giribhadadhari. Yashoda Nandana Vraja Jana Ranjana. Yamuna Tiravanachari. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Vihari. Jai Om Vishnupad Paramahamsa Parvajakacharya Astarasata Sri Sri Madhus Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada Ki Jai. Ananta Koti Vaishnavrindi Ki Jai. ISKCON Founder Acharya Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Grantaraj Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai. Gaura Premananda. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to Sri Sri Guru and Gauranga. Glories to Sri. So I was told today's verse is 33. So, Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 3, Chapter 11, Calculation of Time from the Atom, Text 33. I guess it's not, is it coming? Okay. So I'll read it myself then. Okay, text 33. Evam vidaira ho ratrai kalagat yopal. Oh, some of you have the book? Okay. We'll do it normally then. Evam vidhair aho ratrai kala gatyopalakshatai apakshitam ivasyapi paramayur vaiha shatam evam vidairaho ratrai kalagatyo palakshitai apakshitam ivasyapi parmayur vayashatam evam vidairaho ratrai kalagatyo palakshitai apakshitam ivasyapi parmayur vayashatam evam vidhairaho ratrai kalagatyo palakshitai apakshitam ivasyapi parmayur vayashatam evam vidairaho ratrai kalagatyo palakshitai apakshitam ivasyapi parmayur vayashatam evam vidairaho ratrai kalagatyo palakshitai Om vidairaho ratrai kalagatyo palakshitai pakshitam ivasyapi parmayur vayashatam Om vidairaho ratrai palakshitai Vaishnavis, Ivam Vidharvinarakshai kalagatyo palakshitai pakshitami vasyapi paramayur vasyam evam thus vidhai by the process of aha days, ratrahai by nights, kalagatya advancement of time, upalakshitai by such symptoms, apakshitam decline, eva just like, asya his, api although, parma ayuhu duration of life, vayaha years, shatam 100. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Translation. Thus, the process of the exhaustion of the duration of life exists for every one of the living beings, including Lord Brahma. Thank you. One's life endures for only 100 years in terms of the times in the different planets. Purport. Every living being lives for 100 years in terms of the times in different planets for different entities. These 100 years of life are not equal in every case. The longest duration of 100 years belongs to Brahma. But although the life of Brahma is very long, it expires in the course of time. Brahma is also afraid of his death, and thus he performs devotional service to the Lord just to release himself from the clutches of illusory energy. Animals, of course, have no sense of responsibility. But even humans who have developed a sense of responsibility while away their valuable time without engaging in the devotional service of the Lord, they live merrily, unafraid of impending death. This is the madness of human society. The madman has no responsibility in life. Similarly, a human being who does not develop a sense of responsibility before he dies is no better than the madman who tries to enjoy material life very happily without concern for the future. It is necessary that every human being be responsible in preparing himself for the next life, even if he has a duration of life like that of Brahma, the greatest of all living entities within the universe. Om Jnana Timurandasya Gananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasudhi Gaur Bhaktivinoda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama Rama Rama, Rama Hare Hare. So Srila Prabhupada in his purport mentions several times the word madman or madwoman, as the case may be. So this is a very stark warning for us. We don't want to be in the position of the madman who is not acting responsibly in terms of the ultimate purpose of human life. Jivara Swarupa Hoy Krishnara Nitya Das. The real nature of each soul is that it's an eternal servant of Krishna. And if one acts in terms of that eternal identity, then one is properly situated. Otherwise, one is in the position of a madman, or mad person, we could say, who doesn't understand his or her real identity, does not understand or appreciate the actual situation in which one finds oneself. In other words, one doesn't understand where one is. And in that way, they can't do anything for their own benefit or for the benefit of others if they don't understand who they really are. So it's very important to act in terms of one's real identity and act in terms of where one is and where one should be going. Like if I understand I'm Jhuta Karma Das, I'm a member of the International Society for Krishna Consciousness, and I am here in the temple, the ISKCON temple in Los Angeles, speaking from a verse on the Srimad Bhagavatam, then I'm properly situated. If I am sitting here thinking I'm in a bowling alley and these are not devotees of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, members of ISKCON, they're just random people in the bowling alley, and I'm behaving like that and speaking like that. Wow, I just bowled a strike. Hey, people. You know, then I'm a madman. I'm insane. I don't know who I am or where I am or what I should be doing. You know, I'm just completely in another world. Of course, we do have to be a little careful, because in another sense, devotees of the Lord, pure devotees of the Lord, incarnations of the Lord, are sometimes characterized as acting like mad people, whether we're talking about Shukadeva Goswami acting like a madman, he's 16 years old, he's wandering around the countryside with a gang of women and children who are treating him as some special personality, but to the ordinary person he looks just like a madman. But when he arrives at the gathering of sages who have gathered for Maharaj Parikshit's departure from this world, they select him to be the speaker, to answer the questions of Maharaj Parikshit. Out of everyone there, so many great personalities were there. Or Lord Chaitanya, he sometimes behaved in a way that he himself characterized as being a madman, and he may have been perceived like that by people who didn't understand his true identity. So, you know, that is also there. Like, you guide him to Mishena, Chakshusha, Pravrishayatam, Shunyayatam, Shikat Sarvam, Govinda, Virahename. He prayed when he was in that mood of transcendental madness. Like the devotees a few minutes ago were chanting and dancing madly. You know, like it's beyond the understanding of many people how someone could do that. I remember a long time ago, after I received a copy of Bhagavad Gita at a Grateful Dead concert, I wrote away to the secretary of ISKCON, or the BBT, because it said in the book, if you're interested in the subject matter of this book, write to the secretary. So I did that, and I learned there wasn't just some Swami somewhere writing these books. He had a society. You know, so I was living in upstate New York at the time, and I got the address of the temple in New York, and I wrote to the temple, and you know, they sent me some invitations to some Sunday feast and festival, so I decided to drive down there one day. This was in the early 1970s. The temple was at Henry Street in Brooklyn. So I found my way down there some Sunday. I drove down there. I found a place to park. I found the temple. And I opened the door. You know, it was Sunday, and there was a wild kirtan going on. And I just couldn't understand what was happening. It seemed like a bunch of crazy people, like I just opened the door to an asylum. So I just turned around, walked back to my car, drove back up to where I was living in upstate New York. And another time, you know, I happened to be in Berkeley, and I was taking part in an anti-war demonstration at the University of California, Berkeley campus, and a helicopter came and sprayed tear gas on us, and then the Alameda County Police and the National Guard started chasing everybody off the campus. So I was running down Telegraph Avenue with a Alameda County policeman, you know, in a blue jumpsuit. We called them the blue meanies. He was swinging, you know, a nightstick, you know, like trying to bash me on the head, and I'm running. And across the street, there are some people chanting Hare Krishna. You know, some devotees, I think, from the San Francisco temple had come across the bay to Berkeley. And I thought, what are those crazy people doing? But in Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, what's night for the sage is daytime for the materialist, and vice versa. So, you know, I'm thinking they're crazy. the devotees are looking at me, you know, protesting, running, you know, doing whatever, with the police chasing me, the police and the army chasing me, and a bunch of other people were all crying from tear gas, and they're thinking, those people are crazy, and we're thinking, they're crazy. So in the early days of the movement, one of the devotees, I believe it was Kirtananda, was put by his relatives, I guess, in this insane asylum in New York City. And later, I think Srila Prabhupada wrote an essay, Who's Crazy? And I think it was something that the devotees distributed a lot in the early days. Because in one sense, some people will think, well, to change your dress and change your lifestyle in this way and to give up your chance for material success and achieving some material position in society in terms of fame and wealth and prestige, it's crazy. It's a crazy idea. So, but what is the real sanity? And it's really to act in terms of your actual identity as an eternal part and parcel of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Mamaivam so jiva loke jiva bhuta sanatana manasastani indriyani prakriti stani karshati. The natural position of the each living entity of each jiva soul, Lord Krishna explains in the Bhagavad Gita, is a part of me, part of, I mean, it's really amazing that our identity is that we're actually part of God, of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. That doesn't mean we're God in the full sense of the word, but you know, the example is given, like you can have a spark of a fire and the fire. They're the same substance, but they're different. You know, they're the same in quality, but different in quantity. The spark doesn't become the fire, become the complete fire. Or a piece of gold doesn't, you know, like a gold ring is not the equivalent of the whole gold mine. So we're part and parcel of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And what we're meant to be doing is giving pleasure to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So that is real sanity. And someone may be acting in a different way, you know, in forgetfulness of that eternal spiritual identity, and they may be the President of the United States or the King of England or whatever position they may have achieved some material fame in terms of being a famous football player or actor or actress or politician, or they may have become extremely wealthy. You know, they may have started some fabulous IT company or tech company. They may have achieved fame to a greater or lesser degree, or they may just be thinking, well, I'm just the the average guy in the street, and I'm not interested in any of that fame or stuff, and I'm just a good guy hanging out with my friends, and you know, I'm not the president of the United States or the president of anything, but still it's falsely identifying. And so if someone is falsely identifying with a temporary material body, no matter at what position it is, it's a kind of insanity. Because that's the definition of it. When one doesn't understand who one is or where one is, if one doesn't understand one's in the material world, which is always going to frustrate one's plans, mogasha, moga karmana, moga jnana vichaya saha, you know, one's plans for happiness and success are always going to be vanquished in this material world. So if one doesn't understand that they're in the material world, which is not our real home, it's not the place where we're meant to be. We're meant to be in a place where we can express our real nature as being full of eternity, knowledge, and bliss, Satchitananda Vigraha. You know, that is the nature of our real existence. If we're not in the place where we can express our real nature, express our tendency to love and enjoy without interruption by birth, death, old age, and disease, then if we don't understand that, then we're actually insane in a certain way. So this is, you know, we have to take responsibility for our existence. You know, many people, that they don't want to do that. They want to blame God. You know, if they're suffering, they want to blame the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Why did God do this to me? So we have to take responsibility for our position. And we have to take responsibility for doing something about it. Of course, it's not entirely up to us. Krishna is doing everything possible to encourage us in the right way. You know, he comes himself in so many different forms, including his original form as Krishna. He comes in the form of the Vedic literature. He comes in the form of his external representative. Krishna is the original guide and spiritual master of everyone as the Chaitya Guru, the Guru in the heart. And that Chaitya Guru manifests externally in the form of the Diksha Guru, the initiating spiritual master, the Shiksha Gurus, the instructing spiritual masters, and the Vartma Pradarshika Gurus, the gurus who initially guide us to spiritual life. Those are all external representations of the Guru within the heart, the Chaitya Guru. And then there's the Srimad Bhagavatam and the Bhagavad Gita. But to understand them, like Lord Chaitanya was saying, you know, to Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, he gave 61 explanations of one verse from the Bhagavatam, the Atma Rama verse. And he said, after he gave those 61 different explanations of the Atma Rama verse, Lord Chaitanya said, I've been speaking like a madman. And who will accept this as any kind of pramana or evidence? And, of course, it's the Supreme Personality of Godhead speaking. Of course, it's pramana, it's evidence, it's logical. But then Lord Chaitanya said to Sarvabhaum Bhattacharya, it's like I'm one madman and you're another madman. And in this purport, Srila Prabhupada explains that to understand Srimad Bhagavatam, to understand the Bhagavad Gita, one has to be like Lord Chaitanya, a madman for Krishna. In other words, one has to be fully absorbed in the chanting of the holy name of the Lord, the chanting of the glories of the Lord, without consideration of what anyone else may think of one. Of course, one has to be a little bit careful. One can't just totally, take that too literally. But in the terms of being not compromising one's commitment to Krishna consciousness, of not allowing anybody to put some mentality on us that we have to conform to their standards ultimately, is important to realize, and to be constantly absorbed in always thinking of Krishna. Manmana bhava mad bhakto, always think of me, Krishna's advice in the Bhagavad Gita. Become my devotee. This is very important. So that is some thoughts on this verse. And we only have a very short time in this human form of life, 100 years maximum. And many of us are approaching that limit. So it's not an endless period of time, that we have. And we shouldn't take advantage, I'll pick up in my next life wherever it is I left off. Because Srila Prabhupada is kind of warning us in his conversation with Allen Ginsberg that that especially now as the Kali Yuga is developing, when you come back, the situation may not be as nice as it is now. Because as Kali Yuga goes on, the disturbances are going to get worse. And if we think we have problems now, difficulties in preaching, difficulties in maintaining our Krishna consciousness, it's not going to get any easier as the Kali Yuga progresses. And especially after this golden age of Lord Chaitanya finishes in about 9,000 years or so, Srila Prabhupada said at that time, he said, I hope all of my disciples have gone back to Godhead, because don't want to come back for them at that point. It's not going to be very easy for them. So it's kind of a warning for us that we have this short period of time, 100 years. Even Brahma, he's living for 311 trillion 40 billion years, And according to Srila Prabhupada's purport, even he's fearful about the approaching time of death. So what to speak of us? We just exist for a fraction of a second of Lord Brahma's time. So anyways, those are some thoughts about the responsibility we have for using our brief duration of life for its proper purpose. Question or comment? Yes?
Hare Krishna, thank you for your class. My question is, does the guru come back no matter what age the disciples are in? You said that the Kali Yuga is progressing more and more. So does the guru come back when it gets like really bad, or does Krishna like let? Because it seems like it's bad both ways, you know, if Krishna has the spiritual master come back during the bad part of Kali Yuga, you know.
Well, Krishna himself comes in the form of Kalki. So one can always expect that Krishna will come in some form. And one has to understand, you know, the guru is the external representative of the super soul, the Chaitya Guru, who is always there. Because no matter what, can, you know, the Lord is present as super soul in the heart. And he's always present. Whether it's Kali Yuga or not, doesn't say, you know, the super soul stops functioning or the super soul stops being present with the individual soul in Kali Yuga. The super soul is always there and if the super soul, if Krishna is super soul, deems it necessary to give guidance to the soul externally, then he will manifest by empowering some soul to function as the spiritual guide of that personality. So the opportunity is always there for a soul, but given that Srila Prabhupada is the guru that I took initiation from, and he said these things to Allen Ginsberg in a public setting, I kind of take it seriously that, you know, it's like once, you know, a devotee was driving the car that Srila Prabhupada was in very fast, and, you know, he said something about, you know, Krishna will protect us, you know, protect me, even though I'm driving a little bit recklessly. Srila Prabhupada said, don't make Krishna do that, you know, protect you in your foolish situation. So I kind of took the instruction that Srila Prabhupada was giving to Allen Ginsberg as kind of advice, don't make me come back. I will, but don't make me. So, like that. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.